Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to make a few comments about a future programme of work, if I may. We outlined yesterday and referred to a working paper that laid out our concept of how a future work programme might be structured. There are a number of reasons for adopting that approach, which we expressed in the paper and we outlined at the April Preparatory Committee meeting. The essentials are that we need to find a better way of doing things, a better way of organising ourselves. The architecture that we create for our work and ensuring that it leads to effective action is a key requirement. Now, for us, it was essential to have our work underpinned by science and technology, which is why it comes first in our concept of work. But we are quite clear that we're addressing all the issues that are of concern to delegations. A lot has been said about Article 7 and making it operational. Clearly, there's been a lot said about Article 10 and how it fits in and what we ought to be doing about it. There are also other issues concerning compliance-related matters, Article 1, 3, 4, 5, for example. And there have been a number of ideas put forward on how we should advance ourselves on those topics, and that would also include looking afresh at CBMs. All these things can be discussed in our concept at a meeting of states parties with the important allocation of time depending on need and interest. That is an integrated package that would require more time to focus our efforts and some additional expenditure to do that. Of course, if we are serious about being effective, then we clearly need to start putting our money where our mouth is. And I would certainly echo the comments made by my distinguished US colleague in his interventions earlier this afternoon on the S&T aspects of this, that it is going to require additional resources. It seemed to us that one of the limitations of the last round of intersessional meetings was that the product really fell short of something that was fundamentally useful. The ICU have provided a very nice compendium of all the common understandings, but then we really have to ask ourselves, what is that altered on the ground? What material difference has that made? The hours that went into negotiate some of those common understandings at the meeting of the states parties seem to us to be not an entirely productive exercise. We need to focus on concrete things that will lead to concrete actions, which is why we're proposing a narrower focus in a future program that will look at a consensus-based negotiation on discrete decisions, not on the entirety of a report of a meeting, which in our view is best left in the very capable hands of the chairs of those meetings, supported by the ISU, to provide a narrative account of what was discussed, rather than have to negotiate that line by line at a meeting of states parties, which we frankly think is not a productive use of anyone's time. So we do need to find a better way of organising ourselves. How we choose to call our new programme, we can clearly come up with different terms. We can reinforce it and ensure that it has decision-making powers, an argument we made this morning. So I shall leave my comments there for the time being. Happy to take any questions on the UK proposal that's in our working paper. Thank you very much.